We're social. Check us out on Facebook.
In Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. Told me another day. Oh, yes, sir. He said, Harvey, grandmama and great grandmama didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost because they couldn't read and they couldn't write. I looked at him, Daddy. I said, well, maybe grandmama couldn't read and maybe she couldn't write. Maybe they didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. But whatever that thing was that they had, you could go to sleep at night and didn't have to lock your door. Yes, you could. You could go to the supermarket and didn't have to worry about nobody stopping your purse. But look at us now today. Look at our Holy Ghost folks. We got an epidemic spreading across our country right now that they call AIDS. And did you know not know that a lot of people have came out of the closet and admitted that they have tested positive for the AIDS virus? Is that all right? You know, it's good to testify. You ought to try it sometime. You see, when testimonies go on, somebody has to come out the closet. Can I get a witness? I wish I had a church here tonight. Oh, I ain't got no church here. Let me tell you something. Something about when people testify. Do you remember the AIDS victims start coming out of the closet? I want to ask you something. I want to ask you something now. Yeah. If this question sit the way you feel, I want you to give God a praise. Can I get somebody to stand up and raise their hand and testify and say, Harvey, I test positive for being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, wrapped up. Look at that sister jumping over there. Look at that sister jumping over there. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't got to hold them. Hold some of these cute folks in here. Let them let it praise the Lord. Good God Almighty. I believe y'all about ready now. I believe y'all about ready to go with me now. I believe you about ready to go with me now. Put your hand together while I say, are you set like fire? Come on. Are you set like fire? Your hands sometimes. I'm talking about holding.
Is our word if we praise him? Let's give him the highest praise. What is the highest praise? What is the highest praise? Hallelujah!
15 minutes after the hour, and I'm certainly having a wonderful time. Thank you for locking in. You are catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more just like that coming your way. Once again, you can feel free to give us a call here at the studios at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. Keeping it live here on the NFI. And thank all of you again, all of my Facebook fans, listeners. We appreciate you locking in. And those of you that lock in right here on our website, we appreciate you as well. Look, we've got more of the very best in gospel music. And on this wonderful day, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And what better time to just take time out and tell God thank you, huh? So today, Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ as we come before you, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Have your way in our lives, oh God, that you may move like never before. Bless the people around the world, those that are listening far and near, those that are at home, wherever they are. And we pray for those that are going through a sickness that has attacked their body. We come against every pre-planned spirit, every spirit of deception, every mind-altering spirit, every spirit of delusion, every spirit that has attacked from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. We bind that spirit now and command it now to dry up and go back to the abyss from which it came from. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you for the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood that cleanses us. We give you praise.
Tell him what she has done. Tell him about the comforter. this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
With the anointed one.
Listen, Rob. I want you, Gino, and Jeffrey to ease up to this mic. And I want y'all to sing this song for me. So many people have asked, Willie, so go back and sing some of them old songs that y'all haven't sang in a long time. And I want y'all to take y'all time and sing this song just for me. And I mean y'all better sing it too. You hear me? Fellas, y'all take your time. Sing y'all.
are catching the wave. We are at 27 minutes after the hour on a wonderful day, giving God praise, glory, and honor. That's the late, great Willie Neal Johnson in the Gospel Keynote, live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, as we continue with more of the very best in gospel music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
To give thanks for everything He's done if we
Somebody come up there and help me. Choir, you can say it one more time. Lord, Lord, Lord.
I wanna see. wanna see where they're hung in high.
I wanna stand up.
I wanna see where they're stretching wide.
I wanna stand up.
I wanna see when the blood come running down.
I wanna stand up.
Wanna be able.
I wanna stand up.
See where they die for me.
I'm just standing.
Yes, I am. Yo.
I'm just standing.
I want somebody to look at me.
I'm just standing.
I wanna hear somebody say. Right there, where Jesus stood. Way out.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Set your way on the NFI.
Oh, my Jesus, set away from me.
Made a way
for me. I want to thank him for showing me which way to go. My Jesus made a way for me. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Set my feet on straight street. Now I can see the light.
I want to thank him
for showing me which way to go. My Jesus
made a way for me.
Jesus
made a way for me.
Oh, my Jesus,
Jesus made a way for me.
When I was down and out,
I couldn't see my way.
My Jesus
made a way for me.
Just have faith and believe what he can do. My Jesus
made a way for me.
Turn it over to him and he can work it out.
My Jesus made a way for me.
Listen, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the same for you. Now I want to thank him. He can work it out, yeah.
Jesus made a way for me.
Wow.
He made a way.
He made a way.
He made a way.
Talk about Jesus.
He made a way.
He made a way.
He made a way.
Good God Almighty.
He made a way.
Jesus made a way.
He made a way.
Good God Almighty.
He made a way.
Jesus made a way.
He made a way. Made a way. Jesus made a way.
Made a way.
He made a way.
He did it. Yes, he did.
Made a way.
My God.
Jesus made a way.
Made a way.
He made a way.
When I was down.
Made a way.
Thought
Jesus
I
made a way.
Get up.
He made a way.
My Jesus lifted me.
Made a way.
Yes, he did.
Made a way.
Yes, he did.
He made a way.
Let him do it for you.
Made a way.
He did it.
Jesus made a way.
For me.
He made a way.
Not only did he do it.
Made a way.
For me.
Jesus made a way.
Back in the Bible.
Made a way.
Bible day. Let me tell you.
Made a way.
Let me
Jesus
tell you.
Made
he made a way.
He made a way.
For Paul. And Silas in jail. One day Jesus went down there. Not only that, Jonah and the whale. Jesus tasted it. Yes, he did. Got him. Tasted. My God. My God. You're down, stretch out your holy hands toward heaven right now. Wherever you are, to heaven, tell the Lord, I know you will make a way. Just let him. If you listen to him, don't give up.
could be hard right now. Turn it over.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We about to take it back.
Take this back. Old school.
Your love, your love.
William Beckham.
My share of troubles, and God knows I've been broken. Sometimes I felt like giving up, but thank God I kept on going, because through it all I've learned I can depend on you. You taught me how to love. You taught me how to trust you. You taught me how to trust. You taught me how to love you. Even though I've turned away, oh, God never gave up on me. And listen here, He forgave me for every one of my sins. Heal my body when life had torn me apart. He gave me a brand new start. Oh, yes, He did. When I think about it sometimes, I just have to hang my head and cry. I have to fall at my own sometimes. It just walk around with chills coming down. Sometimes, when I think about it, I don't know what to turn to. But I know Jesus holds me in the palm of His hand. Wherever you are, if you listen to this record right now, don't be ashamed if you have to cry sometimes. It ain't no harm to shed a few tears. You might be driving along in your car. You might be sitting in your home. But when the tears begin to fall, we all have to cry sometimes. No sickness can separate me. No trials and no tribulation can separate me from God's love. None of my ups and downs will never separate me from your love, from your love.
Sweet love,
none of my trials and tribulations, there's love that won't separate me. Oh,
mistreat me. You can't separate me.
Somebody clouds
the show. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. No. From your love.
10 minutes, 10 minutes before the top of the hour, you are catching the wave in HD2 sound with Tight Acoustic Bass. I'm your host, the Anointed One, spinning the wheel and taking it just all the way up to the top like a $50 bill, keeping it live here on the NFI. All right, my pleasure. Want to thank you. That's the one and only late, great Mr. Joe Lagun, also featuring Mr. William Beckton. And then your love, huh? How many know God's love, huh? How many know about God's love, huh? Can I get a witness? Isn't it good? We're giving praise on this day as we continue to play some of the very best in gospel music. Once again, feel free to lock in at NL5Radio.com. That's our website. Or you can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at Smile On Me Too. That's the symbol S. like the sounds of Brian popping, and that one is entitled Stepping, as we step right on in with Dietrich Hatton. How many know it belongs to God, huh? I know that's right. You're catching the wave.
Gospel Radio Network. All right, all right,
we are right at the top of the hour, and certainly on a wonderful day, giving God praise, giving him the glory and the honor. And look, once again, want to thank all of you so much.
want you to know that this is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. Here's brand new music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world.
When there's no time to pay, gentlemen, there's nowhere to run. Won't you give your life to the Lord? Your choice is yours to make. Please, don't you hesitate. Just can't be too late.
I know you feel my Jesus.
I can want you to come in. God's full of a plan. Daddy, he's only son. God made the perfect time for you and I. He gave the time. Won't you make up your mind? Call me, you don't have much time.
Going down.
I know you don't want to be here by me.
We need you.
Shoot up, it'll be alright. Shoot up, it'll be alright. saying, I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor, say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them, say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. Every shackle broke, now I can live again. Y'all say it.
Thank you.
I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it. Come on.
I'm listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Yeah.
that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
All right, someone requested the Iceman, Mr. Lee Williams, out of Tupelo, Mississippi. Here's those spiritual QCs with Lee Williams.
Out there, I don't know who you believe in, or we get ready to take this thing to another level. I don't know who y'all believe in, but I believe in Jesus. The one who died for me, right on Calvary's cross. Hey, yeah. When they laid him down in the tomb, he rose on that third day. You see, the tomb didn't let him lay in the ground. Didn't let him stay in the ground. Hey. We gonna tell them who we believe in. Come on, kick it off, y'all.
Mark of the beast.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
God bless each one of you. Special thanks to you, Pastor Kearney, for allowing me this opportunity to come before the people of God and just share a quick word of encouragement, and then we will go into prayer. I am Apostle May Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia. Another facility is being renovated now in Anniston, Alabama. We give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is so due to his name. So before we begin, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today I want to share a quick word of encouragement. Stay on the wheel. Again, stay on the wheel. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there. So I did as he told me, and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. Stay on the wheel. While you are on the potter's wheel today, consider these two things. Number one, the potter's plan and pleasures matter, not what we desire. He has the right to make you into anything he chooses. What matters most is that his plan for your life be fulfilled and his pleasure in you be realized. So today, can you imagine a potter discussing with the clay what it would prefer to become? No. Only he has the wisdom to make that decision. So instead of struggling with the will of God, just rejoice that God is working in you and giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him, not what pleases us today. Saints of God, body of Christ, those who may be listening, the potter will not stop until the job is done. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it reads, work hard, that's verse 12. I'm going up to 12. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. Now, verse 13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Today, I want that to just bear in your spirit, in your mind. God is working in you today. He is giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So the potter would not stop until the job is done. God's job would be simple if we were just lumps of clay. But we are clay by self-will. And we want what we want. And we want what we want now. We want it when we want it. But rather than giving in to us, God, he is not going to give in or give up on us. The potter ever working. Hear me well, saints of God. The potter is forever working and reworking the clay. When? Day after day. Day after day. Until we gradually begin to take on a shape. Not just any shape. But we have got to keep being formed and taking on a shape that can be used for God's glory. Not our glory. So I'm getting ready to wrap this up. This sometimes calls for a radical action on our part and also on the potter's part. But the job that he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So what did he do? He crushed it. He crushed it in a lump of clay again and started over. As I close with this little quick encouragement, God is so committed to his objective in your life that he won't quit, even if it means allowing you to be crushed and starting the process all over again. So today, just be patient, stay on the wheel, and what God has in mind for you is worth it. Amen, amen, amen. Let us go before the throne of God in prayer. Father, we thank you today for who you are because you are God and you alone. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time. I plead the blood of Jesus over the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener. And we take authority now over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to come against the flow of the Holy Ghost today in our prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Jesus, thank you for saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Jesus, we just thank you today. Thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. Father, we thank you today. You are all-knowing. You are all-powerful. You are ever-present. And Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. You are our Abba. You are our Father. Father, we thank you because you are good. We thank you because you are full of grace. We thank you because you are holy. We thank you because you are a just God. We thank you, Father, because you are kind. We thank you because you are long-suffering. We thank you for being so loving. We thank you because you are merciful. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, you are Alpha and Omega. Thank you. Thank you. You are our bread of life. You are the chief cornerstone. You are our shepherd. You are our counselor today. You are our deliverer. Someone is standing in need of deliverance today. I know what you need, but there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. If it's cigarettes that you're trying to put down, if it's alcohol that you're trying to put down, if it's drugs, if it's adultery, whatever it is that you need deliverance from, just call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you for being Emmanuel. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are our faithful witness. Thank you for being our healer today. Thank you for being a way maker for us. Oh, Father, someone might be facing something today in their families, and it looks like they have no way out. But today we thank you, Jesus, because you are our way maker. Thank you. We just give you all the praise today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor that so do your name. Thank you, Father. You are not a man that you should lie, neither you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it, and shall you not do it? Had you not spoken it, and will you not make it good? Father, we thank you today. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our path. We thank you, Father. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. So today, we are speaking life. We are speaking life. Father, we just thank you right now. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your words will last and they will never pass away. We thank you, Lord, and we're just giving your word to your people, Lord, which are impossible with men, are possible with you, Lord. So if you be for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And so, saints of God, you just got to remember, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. In this world, we know so much is going on. The song that we were listening to before I came on, that song saying we need Jesus. We need Jesus in this day and time. We need Jesus. Every corner of the world needs Jesus. And so, Father, if we can believe today, all things are possible to him who believes. We just give you praise today. In this world, we are having trials and tribulations, but you told us to be of good cheer because you have overcome the world for us. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through who? Through him who loved us. And Lord, we can do all things today through Christ Jesus who strengthened us, not through our own might, not through our own power, not through our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, Father, we thank you today. We are being confident. We are being assured that you have begun a good work in us, and you are going to complete it even until the day of Jesus Christ. Lord, now we go before your throne on behalf of the lost souls. He who wins souls is wise. Give us souls lest we die. Oh, God, we thank you today. Your joy is unspeakable and is full of glory. So we're coming to you today on behalf of the lost souls. Oh, God, we thank you. You said your will is that all men be saved. Not some of the men, but you will that all men be saved. And that we come into the knowledge of the truth. That we come into the knowledge of the truth. So in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we loose the bands of wickedness from around them. Satan, take your hands off of God's people. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. Father, today we are undoing the heavy burdens and we're breaking the chains that's binding them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're just praying that you would just give them the minds and the emotions, Lord, that in that sin that has had them bound for so long, loose them now. Loose their minds. Loose their emotions, Lord. Remove the blindness from off of their spiritual eyes today. Open up their spiritually deaf ears so that they will hear the sound of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus came. You sent him to set the captive free. So today we are declaring freedom. We are declaring freedom for the people of the world. God, we just pray right now and we thank you. Thank you for saving every member of our family. Thank you for saving our parents, our siblings, our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, our great-grand, and some great-great-grand. Thank you for saving some of the grandparents. Yes, Lord, some of the grandparents still don't know Jesus. And so today we're standing in the gap. Save the grandparents. Save the great-grandparents. Not one of them will be lost in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, send laborers into the vineyard. Make them wise, Lord. Show them how to win souls for Jesus. Show them, Lord. Give them the anointing and the grace to reach out to individuals, Lord, on their own level. Show us, Lord. Teach us how to win the lost, Lord. Teach us. Show us. Show us. Holy Spirit, move in these end times. Move in these end times. We need Jesus like never, ever before. If we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Father, we just thank you right now. And Lord, we pray that you would touch that backslider. Backslider, if you're listening to me today under the sound of my voice, backslider, we're praying that God would just bring you, bring that man, bring that woman back to Jesus. Devil, again, take your hands off them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now. Now we're going before your throne on behalf of the sick, Lord. We ask you, Holy Spirit, go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, wherever they may be. We pray right now that the healing power of Jesus would touch them. Walk up and down the corridors and the halls. Go into the rooms. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them. Touch them. And Father, we thank you because Jesus is still performing miracles. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still giving someone new lungs, new limbs, new kidneys, new heart. Father, we pray right now. The healer is removing cancerous cells from your people. Lord, amaze the doctors. Whatever the doctor saw when they gave the patient the examination of the x-ray, we pray right now that when the doctors look again, they won't see what they saw the first time. Father, we're waiting on a testimony that's going to give you all the praise. That's going to give you all the glory. Father, we thank you. You are still performing miracles. You are still opening up blinded eyes. You are still unstopping deaf ears. You are still loosening dumb tongues. You are still causing the lame to walk. You are still removing the demonic and satanic spirits and the lunatic spirit from your people. God, you sent your word and you heal them and you deliver them from all of their destructions. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing power today. Someone needs a touch from you, Jesus. Touch them. Touch them now in the mighty name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. Father, we thank you. There's healing in the name of Jesus. whomever, and you need a touch from the Lord. You need a touch from the Lord. You need to be healed today. Just say there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And believe and receive. Father, we just thank you right now. Now we pray a special prayer, Lord. A special prayer over our children. Over our children, Lord. It shall come to pass that our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. The young men are going to see visions and the old men are going to have dreams. And so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, all of our children shall be taught of the Lord and great shall be the peace of our children. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just pray right now. We'll place children. We're placing our grandchildren. We're placing our great-grandchildren. We're placing our neighbor's children in your mighty, loving hands of protection. Lord, give them peace. Give them peace, Lord, knowing that you are there with them, Father, wherever they may be. Even when they're at a relative's house, Lord, keep them safe and protected from all hurt, harm, evil, and danger. If they're on the playground, at the school, wherever they are, keep them covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We're giving you all the praise. We're giving you all the glory and the honor. And Lord, we bind that evil and demonic spirit of gun violence, murder, suicide. We bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. And we're loosing peace, long life, and protection. Devil, take your hands off of God's children. Devil, take your hand off their mind. Devil, take your hand off. Father, we thank you. Let them put down those weapons and let them run into the house of the Lord. And yes, Father, some of the homes that they're living in, we pray right now that you will touch the parents, Lord. Let them live a life in front of the children that's pleasing in your sight, Lord. Yes, some of us made mistakes and errors when we were raising our children. But Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that we have been forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, send angels for them. Spraying every trap that the enemy has set for our children today, Lord. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We ask you to remove and expose that evil that's lurking for our children, Lord. Expose and remove all of the traps, Lord. Father, we bind the spirit of child abuse. We bind the spirit of child molestation. We bind the spirit of sex trafficking in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, take your hand off. Loose them. They belong to the Lord. They don't belong to you. Now, Father, we're going before your throne, and we're praying for our nation. We're praying for the United States of America. God, we ask you right now, forgive us. Forgive us. We repent. We repent. We repent. You made the United States to prosper, and you gave it good success. But now, Lord, some of us have stopped seeking you. Some of us have stopped seeking you, and we have made idols to take your place. And so, Father, we repent right now. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We have made idols. Some of us have made idols out of sex, television, sports, entertainment, politics, substance abuse, the internet, Lord, and so much more, and money. But Lord, you told us in your word, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Lord, the United States of America needs healing. Father, we're turning to you. Our land needs healing today like never, ever before. We're crying out to you, Lord. Oh, God, give us a spiritual awakening revival in the body of Christ, Lord. for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Oh, Father, release your anointing and your grace that's going to cause the people to turn to you in the name of Jesus. And yes, Lord, we are praying for our political leaders, from the president down to the local councilman. You said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And you, Father, can turn it whatever way you will. So turn their hearts to you, Lord. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are ruling, the people are mourning. We pray right now for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray right now, Lord, the wars all over the world. We ask you, Father, to continue to break the yoke of the wars and the evil spirits, Lord, the evil spirits that are just commanding unrighteousness to prevail. You are the God of all generations. You are the God of every nation. You made this entire world, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you. There's one blood, the blood that you made for all nations, the blood of Jesus that covers us, that delivers us, and that heals us, Father. We thank you. Now, Lord, as we begin to close, remind your saints that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high place. Show the saints of God, show your people that it is not the husband, it is not the wife, it is not the son, it is not the daughter, it is not the sister or the brother. It is a spirit of wickedness. Father, we just thank you right now. And we bind the spirit of hatred. We loose love. We bind racism. We loose unity. We bind murder. We loose life. And we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, abortion is sin. Same-sex marriages is sin. But God showed the leaders, some of the leaders in the body of Christ, that we can't attack the sin that we choose, nor the other sin. Racism is a sin too. Sin is sin. No big sin, no little sin. Now, Lord, bless Pastor Kearney and the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Bless my apostle, Chief Apostle Betty C. Phillips, True Ministers International Churches. Bless Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. Bless Elder Carrie Harris, right there in North Carolina. Bless every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, deacon, deaconess, missionary, elder, minister, lay member. Bless every member in the body of Christ. Bless Faith in His Arms Outreach Ministry. Bless every volunteer. Bless my family. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we all agree until the next time. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father in heaven, who knows all about me, I just want to say thank you. It was your blood that saved me. Father in heaven, who knows all about me, who gave his only begotten son. I need to talk to you just to say you died upon Calvary just to save a wretch like me. It was your blood that ran cold in the streets. I knew someday that the blood would save me. It was the blood.
Let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. I thank God for each and every one of you, all that came out to help us celebrate the homegoing service of my niece, Evangelist Charlene King. I thank you for all the cards, the letters, and the prayers. Hallelujah, for all that you did. Now, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just thank you, God, for all that you've done. for us. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. You clothed us in our right mind. You gave us the use and activities of our limbs. Lord, you give us the mind to open our mouths and praise you today, God, knowing that it was you that did all of the things that you do for us, that we can't do a thing for ourselves. We can't even have the mind to do the things, hallelujah, for ourselves that we need to do. But, Lord, we praise and glorify you, and we honor you. Lord, I lift up Apostle May Godfrey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and Apostle Barbara Watkins, Lord, hallelujah, Reverend, hallelujah, Reverend Thurlin Kearney, Lord, I lift them all up to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up my pastor, Elder Richardson, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you, Lord, hallelujah, those people at my home church at St. Paul Number 2, Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ. Lord, I lift them all up to you in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, there's some in the nursing home, some in the prison, oh, God, that need your help, God. Oh, God, walk through there, God. Take them, take care of them, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, there's some that need your blessing. Oh, God, let it come on down in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people need things in there. They don't even know what to ask for in prayer. They know they need something. They know that there's an emptiness there, but they don't know exactly what to say or what to ask for. Hallelujah. But, you know, that's why God has given us the ability to speak in tongues, because that is the Holy Ghost praying for us, because we don't even have sense enough to know what to pray for our own self. But the Holy Ghost knows what we need. He knows everything about us because he's part of the Godhead. So he knows what we need. And I keep thinking about all of the things that we go, trials and tribulations that we have, and we don't understand a lot of things that's going on in our life, and a lot of time things happen, and we say, well, why me, Lord? Why me? And somebody want to come up and try to sound holier than everybody else and say, well, why not me, Lord? Okay. So then it takes me back then to Mark chapter 11. It's so amazing. When I don't know where else to go, I go to Mark 11. And you know what I do? I ask the Lord. I said, Father, you know, I need you to help me to just be able to call on your name. If I can't say nothing else, Lord, just help me say Jesus, because I know that'll get me through every time. If I can just open my mouth and say Jesus, that'll take me to where I need to go. And the words of have faith in God. Hallelujah. In Mark 11, chapter verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said, he shall, let's see, wait a minute, I can't see what I'm looking at. It said, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, those things, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So, and my son and I were just talking about knowing what your authority is. See, You can have stuff and not know what to do. I can have a baseball in my, a basketball in my hand. I can have it in my hand and wind it round and bounce it a time or two. And I can't even throw it high enough to touch the goal. But if you put it in Michael Jordan's hands, it's worth millions of dollars. That same ball that I had. Because, see, he knows what he can do. But I don't know what to do with that ball except bounce it a time or two. But you know what? God is an awesome God. And some people say, I believe in God. And I believe that you believe in God. But which God is that you believe in? Do you believe in Buddha? Do you believe in whoever, some kind of spectrum? Do you believe in them other gods? I don't know who those gods are you believe in. And how much authority, the God that you have, how much authority does he give you? Is he, the God that he gives you, are you, is he jealous of you, scared you're going to bypass him in authority? You see, that's just like associate ministers. The pastor would give them so much authority, but if he start preaching too good, he's going to set him down because he's going to think, oh, well, he might get so good that the people going to want him instead of me and set him down. Is that the kind of God you're serving? it amazes me when people afraid of certain things. Like, I had a pastor, elder, Alan Pearsall. That's the one I came into the ministry under. I went to school and got my associate's degree under Ella Pearsall, my associate degree. But he allowed me to do stuff because he wasn't scared that I was going to take his church from him. He was pastoring two churches, one on first and third Sunday and one on second and fourth Sundays. And he allowed me to do things in that church because he wasn't afraid I was going to take over those churches and try to backstab him with his members. But then again, I had another pastor, and I won't tell you who his name was, but he was worried to death that he didn't know what I was going to do. Everything that he said, he had to make sure he was there so he could hear everything that I said or his members said. And he didn't allow me to talk to any of the members on the telephone. Because he knew that I know that you can't say something to people and they not. Well, you know, Ella Harris called me, and she told me this, and she told me that. But, see, the thing is, he knew that I had some authority with the Lord, because he knew he seen me preach after I preached, and sometimes before he preached. He seen me pray for folks and things happen. Things break loose up in there. And for instance, I went to see Pastor Evangelist Dorothy Ackerson this past week. I think it was Friday. I went to see her because I hadn't seen her in a while. And we sat in there. We talked for a while. And she began to tell me how her ankles, how her feet, one of her feet, and her knee was swollen. And I asked her, I said, well, did you tell it to stop? And she said, Huh? I said, did you tell it to stop? Did you tell the swelling to leave and go back to hell where it came from? And she said, well, no. So you know what? So sometimes you can know something, but the devil block your mind from remembering it right then, and you wound up keep on hurting because the devil block your mind. You can't think what to do. And so I said, okay. And I said, you know what? I don't want to sit in the chair no more, Dorothy. I said, I'm gonna sit down here on the floor. So I sat down, I slid out of my chair and I sat down on the floor. And after I sat down on the floor, then I pulled my shoes off. I said, here, let's talk to this me. And I told that me, I said, knee and foot, do you know who I am? I'm taking authority over you simply because I got authority to do it. And guess what? You got to obey me. The word said so. And I was laughing and telling that me what authority I had. And I won't get ready to back down. I said, okay, swelling, get up out of this knee in the name of Jesus. Because you see, when I write this check in the name of Jesus, you got to obey me. You don't have any choice. You got to obey me because I'm his child. And guess what? and pain, you crazy. You think you can hurt, but we are binding you up in the name of Jesus. Now you get up out of this woman's foot and knee in Jesus' name. And she said, Karen, look. I said, what is it? She said, this knee ain't swollen no more. She said, look at it. And I looked, her knee wasn't swollen. And I said, well, do. And I laughed at that knee because it couldn't keep swelling. It had all the swelling had to go out of that knee. So, and I thought about, and this word said, have faith in God. Now, the word said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah, we were hoping that knee would swage down, and we were hoping that pain would go away. And we was taking, but we weren't hoping that we had the authority. We knew we had the authority. And I told that knee, I said, knee, Dorothy, and I, are we going to touch and agree on this? And the word said, oh, when two or three touch and agree on a thing, then he would be in the midst. I said, so it's three of us. So me, in the name of Jesus, we binding you up. We putting a bit in your mouth. You can't turn your head one way or the other. You got to obey what we say do. And oh, Lord, that me had to do what we said. And I was so amazed. Not amazed, I was so excited about what was taking place. And I told Dorothy, I said, this living room looked like we supposed to have a prayer meeting up in here. Hallelujah. And get this, she got one son that's a minister. Then she got one son that's a bishop. I said, this living room looked like we ought to have a prayer meeting up in here. And she was telling me about her daughter-in-law. The bishop's wife. She was so excited about it. I said, wait a minute. I thought I had the best mother-in-law in the world, and you want to come along and try to be the best mother-in-law in the world. I said, now I know of three good mothers-in-law, because I had two of them, and now you want to be one. She said, yeah, honey, she's the daughter that I never had. And I'm so excited. Excuse me, let me get a sip of water. But you know what? God is an awesome God. And I thank God for who he is. And hallelujah. But you got to listen. You got to believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. In other words, if you say it, it should be done. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know when Dorothy and I got through praying, and it was something that she had to go back out of the living room to the bedroom to get. And then she was speeded up going down. I said, wait, girl, why are you walking so fast? She said, Lord, was a walking fast carry. I said, I sure was. Hallelujah. Let me go back and read this again. Because, see, that's what people don't understand. It said at verse 22, Mark 11, 22, it said, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. See, I can go and keep saying that verse over and over and over and over. And Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. And then I can say, as faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then I can go back and say, and Jesus answering unto them, says, have faith in God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And every once in a while, hallelujah, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for telling us what faith is. And then the word also says, whoever comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh, yes, that's what we got to believe. That's what the word says. And see, a lot of people say, oh, well, you got to live this way to get into heaven. No, you don't. The Bible don't say that. It don't say, well, you got to live like this to get into heaven. Let me tell you what happened. I'm gonna tell you why you live holy. Listen to me real good. The only thing that you have to do to get into heaven is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. All of that other stuff there, you got to do this and you got to do this. It ain't that. It ain't Jesus plus nothing. Let me tell you what it is. Jesus is the key to get into heaven. Faith is what unlocks the door. Once you fall in love with Jesus, all of the other stuff, you don't do it because you have to. You do it because you love Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You do it because you love Jesus. You know how you, when you're a little child and you watching what mom and daddy do, you want to act like mama and you want to act like daddy. That's just what you do with Jesus. If Jesus loves his neighbor as himself, that's I want to love my neighbor as myself. I don't want to stab my neighbor in the back. I don't want to talk about my neighbor. Hallelujah. I want to just, hallelujah, adore my Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. I want to be obedient to my Father, because that's what Jesus does. See, that's why you do all of those things. It's not what the Bible tells you to do. All you got to do is walk up to Jesus and stick the key in. Just call his name, Jesus, save me. Lord, I want to be saved. You save me, I give my whole self to you. And once you do that, hallelujah, and then you got faith to believe that he has done that, then all of that other stuff comes because you want to be like your Father. Hallelujah, you just decide, I'm going to live holy. My Father's holy. Ooh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to love. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if I love him, I'll keep his commandments. So we keep his commandments because he said so. Everything that he said, that's what I want to do. Hakaraba, oh, come on, salade, oh, come on, fata. Hakaraba, oh, sainte, come on, fata. You see, this is what, hallelujah, we don't understand. We busy trying to keep up with all of them rules that a bunch of folks made. You don't have to keep up with those rules. Just keep up with trying to do what Jesus did. Hallelujah. That's all we got to do. Because we love Jesus. See, because that's just like, I think about my husband. I loved him. I sure did. Hallelujah. And because I loved him, I didn't want to see hurt in his eyes. So therefore, I wouldn't do anything that would cause hurt to be in his eyes. Like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law adored me. And because she adored me, I adored her. And I didn't want to see any hurt come to her. I didn't want to see hurt or disappointment in her eyes because of something that I did. So, hallelujah. See, my mother-in-law did everything for me. She cooked for me. She cleaned my house for me. Hallelujah. She went to the bank, cashed my check for me. She paid my bills for me. But I was working almost round the clock. Hallelujah. I'd come home long enough to go to bed, get up, take a bath, and go back to work. And hallelujah, I'd have a day off when my husband was off a day. Hallelujah. And my mother-in-law tell me to do something, I'd do it. She said, Kara, I need you to cook some biscuits because I got to go to the tobacco bar. God knows I hate to cook. I hate to cook, but if my mother-in-law told me to cook some biscuits, know that 2 or 3 pans of biscuits was going to be cooked for the field hand when at 12 o'clock. I'd get up long enough to fix it because she said do it. So that's how we need to live. That's why we need to live holy. Not because, well, you got to do this to get into heaven. No, you don't got to do that to get into heaven. All you got to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And once you accept him as Lord and Savior, all of the rest of this stuff, you do it because you love Jesus and you don't want to see no disappointment in his face and in his eyes. And you think about how he was hanging up there on that cross praying for you. Hallelujah. You see all that blood running down him, that water running out of his side and blood. You see, he did it for you. Hallelujah. And you think about that. He did it for me. And you think about, he had a crown on his head, and he took it off and laid it aside. Hallelujah. I wrote a song about that. Jesus laid aside his crown for me. And to earth, he came down. He came down to save a sinner like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what I want us to remember, what Jesus did. And I want us to remember why he did it, why he sacrificed his life. Hallelujah. And then there's a song that says, Somewhere to Lay My Head. They sung it at Charlene Bass King's funeral. Sunday, Somewhere to Lay My Head. And I remember when I was a child, they were singing that song then. But I said to my sister, people need to stop saying when somebody died, they went home to be with the Lord. Well, Miss So-and-so went home to be with the Lord. Everybody that's got the name on the church roll, when they die, they say, this person went home to be with the Lord. I said that they need to stop saying that because somebody didn't go to be with the Lord. Somebody went to hell because some people just go to church just to keep stuff stirred up. So we need to say somebody passed from life to death into eternity and let Jesus determine whether they went to heaven or hell. And we need to stop trying to put them in there because we don't have a heaven nor hell to put them in, and we don't need to try to keep judging folks. We have messed up right to this day. Sometimes we'll say stuff we don't have not one bit of business saying. We don't have no business saying those things. We sure don't. But sometimes we be just standing there in the crowd and get caught up in the crowd, and that is. And people think it's got to be a curse word for it to be wrong, but that's not right either. it don't even have to be a cuss word. We can just say they talking and talking and talking, and we just get caught up in the conversation. And when somebody starts talking, we need to get out of that conversation and go on down the road somewhere. Don't even let it get in our ears. Now, that's the word for the day. That's the word for the day. Hallelujah. Now, next week, if the Lord spares, we'll be back to see you. Hallelujah. And then if there's somebody out there that have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, all you have to do is tell them, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I know that you're coming back one day. I just don't know which day. So, Lord, I don't want to get caught out here before you come back. Lord, accept me into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I give myself to you. And once you do that, you're saved. You're just as saved as the person that got saved 50 years ago. All you have to do is accept him. Because Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. That's the word for the day. Hallelujah. God is a good God. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed.
Listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven, and brother, it could happen.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills, seem like things are getting bleaker. Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news, things are bound to get better.
About that.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
The People's Station.
Country song, so y'all may not like this. If you know that you're country, I'm talking about baked sweet potatoes, fat back eating, rice and gravy, folks here. Clap your hands like this. Let me see you do like this.
Mm-hmm.
don't know about you, but sometimes I look around and I say,
yeah.
just a simple song that I wrote years ago, and it has a lot of meaning.
If you need someone to hold your hand, if you need someone to understand and show you that love that you can't get from a natural man, he said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'll stand by your side in the middle of the night. Yeah.
All you got to do,
just ask it in my name.
Let me tell you this right here.
If you need someone to stand by your side, if you need someone to wipe your weeping eyes and hold your tight like no other man can, he said that I was there from the very beginning, my child. I'll be right there until the end. All you got to do today, just ask it in my name.
And watch something happen when we call on him. What's his name?
In the name of Jesus. Sick man was healed. In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
Life was given to the blind man.
In the name of Jesus.
A lady reached out and touched the heavenly garment.
She was made whole.
Ask it in my name. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Just ask it in Jesus' name. Come on, give God some praise up in here. Y'all know that he's worthy to be praised. I worship. God has blessed my ministry. We tour all over the country. And I'm giving all praises and all honor to God. Because without him, Damon Little and New Beginning would be nothing. It's not about the clothes we're wearing. It's not about the hair. It's not about the diamonds, the gold, the things that life has to offer. But it's about Jesus Christ. Isn't it awesome how a group of people, God's people, can get together and just worship him lift him up, magnify him. Because we realize without Christ we're nothing. We realize when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I told the Lord, and I made a promise to God, when he saved my soul, I made a promise to him that I wasn't going to worry about the record company, the Grammy Awards, the Stellar Awards. I told him I'm going to serve him as I am. That's the way the Lord wants you. He wants you. As I am. Yes, I am. Lord, you want me as I am. How many of y'all can say that? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes. Lord, you want me just as I am. Listen. Have you ever experienced your hair getting a little gray and you dye your hair? Something wrong with that. Some folks told me I was overweight, I lost weight. Something was wrong with that. Some folks told me I was too short. I tried to grow. Something wrong with that. But I'm glad about one thing. The Lord wants you as you are. You could have been the biggest whoremonger, the biggest thief, the biggest liar. But he wants you as you are today. So make no difference where you find yourself at in life. You ought to be able to tell the Lord, Lord, I know that you want me. Yes, I am. True worshipers we have in here. How many show enough true worshipers we have in here? I tell you, when I'm by myself in the bathroom, when I'm traveling up and down the road, sometimes when I'm laying in the bed, I just learned how to just worship the Lord. Because if I found out if you can't worship the Lord when you're by yourself, then it's not true worship. Can I get a witness here? There has to be something on the inside of you that allows you to have that intimate relationship with God. Do we have any true worshipers here? Now look. I'm not talking about the ones that everything is all right for you. But I'm talking about the ones that show enough know that God is worthy of all the praises. I'm talking about the ones that show enough know that When folks says you wouldn't be here, when folks says you never amount to a dime, when they said that you'll just perish and be nothing, I'm talking about you. Do we have any showing up worshipers here? And let me ask you this while I'm asking you this question. Have you ever lost the word to call the Lord? What I'm trying to tell you is he's this, he's that. When you go here, he's there. He's here. He's everywhere. Have you ever just lost the word to call him? Some people call him Great Jehovah, God of God, Lord of Lord. But I just thank him for who he is. And sometimes when I'm by myself and I can't find much to say, I just tell him, I say this. The beginning.